Hey, Taylor.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Going good. I tried to follow up with you a little bit ago, but I think you're on a busy line or something. You're always on the line.
Been about 20 phone calls since the last podcast.
Was one of those phone calls to the girlfriend or the other half?
That it was, yes.
Okay.
She agreed. She thinks it sounds like a much better option.
Okay.
And if after a month or two we decide Angie's not gonna work, then we're just gonna pay the clothes out and get out of it.
I'm telling you, that's what will probably happen, and we're gonna be working to gain that long-term relationship with you. So,
I like the sound of that more. With Angie, it does feel very much like they got it set up, and now everything's automated and don't bother us.
Yeah.
So not a
huge
fan of that.
Your payment stops, and then all of a sudden they're going to be blowing you up again. Why?
And then I'll be getting phone calls. Yeah.
Yeah.
My big thing too is I'm not very tech savvy, even remotely. I'm having a hard enough time trying to figure out Facebook. I'm getting it.
Okay.
But I just started an Instagram. I'm trying to link the two. I don't even know how to do that.
Okay.
Starting a website, I'd have zero idea where to start. So
we got you.
I think you
websites
help a lot more.
Yeah, and it's easy too. All we got to do though is get your vision. So what I'll do is I'll create the account. We'll go ahead and secure this position, and then I'll schedule a client interview appointment where we can actually sit down with you. Maybe even get the girlfriend involved as well. But we want to get an idea on how you want it to look, the specific keywords that you're going to be listed for, and then the areas that we're going to be targeting to generate leads for you.
Okay, sounds good. And then as a part of this package that I'm doing, you're saying my area. Do you mean my zip code, my city, my county? Like, what does that entail?
Yeah, so that's a great question, by the way. So the way it works, I mean, you're going to cover Ada County and surrounding areas, but the way it actually works is they'll verify your location. So you'll do there's like a form we'll have you fill out, and then they'll verify your address. Your address will start at like the center point, and then you could cover up to 40 miles from that address. It's like a radius.
Gotcha. And that's going to be included with my plan. It's not going to be another $50 a month to include this zip code.
No. It's only if you want to go further than that, then we would have to add the other service like Google Verified, which the other competitor is doing that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Then you would need that. But
which is, 40 miles is probably even more than I'd want.
You'll
so
probably
that
shrink it. You were talking to me about having too much. So we do have guys that go, hey, I'm not willing to go further than 40. Let's shrink it to kind of stagger it out and make sure that we're not getting overwhelmed.
That's the big thing with Angie, too, that I made a kind of think about yesterday. I said they can put me down for cities way far away. And I'm saying if you're only giving me, 15 leads a month, and the first half of the month you give all of them in, four cities away, then I'm going to now not be getting the ones in my area. So
yeah, I know how they work. They use Google, but they just kind of do what's called a broad match campaign. So they don't really specify like what types of services you're listed for and the kind of leads you're getting. They put you in a big group of guys that just do a bunch of things, and then they cast a net of like 100 miles. They'll be running ads to you. And so it's like you can get leads that are 50, 60 miles away, with that system.
Yeah, And then especially
with
that, I'm limited on how many leads I get. So every time they send me a far away one, I'm losing out on one that could be closer. So
Right. Okay. So let me create this profile.
I am also driving and picking up my kids. So
no worries.
Sorry.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything other than the payment method. It'll be pretty much hands-free.
I'm more or less ready for it, too.
All right. What's your last name, Taylor?
Farrell. F-A-R-R-I-L-L.
Okay. And you're the sole owner, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It is an LLC is how it's set up, but I'm owner and operator.
Okay. So Gnome Improvement, LLC. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send a receipt and everything in writing.
It's going to be Gnome Improvement at Outlook.com.
Okay. And do you have a preference on your hours of operation?
Let's just do Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
Six, okay. And then
I do work weekends. I do stuff like that, but I don't know if I want to necessarily advertise that. Okay. It's going to be more or less under a special request.
Okay, I can put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only rather than close.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. That way they still call you because there's a little green and red icon there. I'd rather you get the call and be able to turn it down than to not get the call at all.
Right. Yeah. Saturday, Sunday by appointment's perfect.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct. So I've just started using, out of this year, Jobber. I don't know if you know anything about Jobber.
Yeah.
I've used QuickBooks in the past, and it didn't work perfect for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm switching now to Jobber, and through there I can take card payments.
Okay. So Jobber. All right, perfect.
And then on my Google page, I would love to link my Jobber. I don't know how it works yet.
We can do it with the website. There is a PayPal and a Jobber integration on the site, but not exactly on the Google business profile.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I just know that from what I understand with Jobber, I can have a link where when people click it, it goes direct to the request page, and all they do is fill out their information and then send the request in.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Makes it easy.
So they don't even have to make a phone call or a text. They just go on there. They put in their address, name, number, email, what they want, upload photos, and then it'll pop up on my Jobber as a unscheduled request, and then I can from there just schedule.
Got it.
It's what I use every day with my other company. I just don't use the billing side with the other company that I'm subcontracting through. Mm-hmm. I just use the scheduling. So I have to learn everything else, but... Yeah.
Everything's going to be, I mean, until you got the kinks ironed out, it's always going to be a learning curve, but
yeah.
It's better to work for yourself and build it up for yourself than to do it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have the profile created. What's the street address that we could do for your Google verification?
It is 2176.
Okay.
South Orchard Street. Boise, Idaho.
Got it. Okay, and it's 83705.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, and then they're going to want to verify the address. Let me see here. So if it's a residence, they're going to advise that we hide the street address. You do business from home?
Yes. It is my home, but I do no operation aside from send mail there.
Okay.
I work out of it's purely just my mailing address, really.
Okay, so just so you know, your Google business profile, it's only going to say Boise, Idaho, 83705. There won't be any street address on there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Save. Okay. Verification form will be submitted via email to client within 30 minutes. Okay, that's perfect. And then website, we're going to have to buy a domain. You didn't have any kind of domain name? I know you said you didn't even know.
No.
Okay, I got you.
Nope. I have a Facebook, but I don't have any website or anything like that, no.
Okay. Let me find your Facebook here, and then I can put that in the notes. That way they know not to duplicate your Facebook, because we can't duplicate it, especially when it
already
has a name, address, and number on it.
And I've already started to already have a good chunk of followers, and I've spent since October making posts and doing stuff like that. I've been trying to build the groundwork for advertising. My plan was spend all winter building it up, so all my followers are personal contacts. I actually yesterday got my first follower that I don't know who it is. And my first stranger followed me, but everyone else is personal contacts. So I got up to 50, so it's a good little base.
That's good. It's getting out there. Yeah, it's nice.
I am also planning on sponsoring a race car in the spring. That was one thing I didn't want to somebody have my name on the side of a race car and then have people like look me up and not be able to find me. Right?
I like the logo. Your logo kind of gives me like the print gives me almost like a cartoonish.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
And I actually have a local artist that she did that. She's currently working on my mascot. I have her working on a little cartoon gnome guy that's going to be, I don't know if you remember the old Home Depot logo, guy with the apron on.
Yeah.
I kind of use him as inspiration. I'm making a little gnome guy. I'm going to have different outfits for them. So, like, for example, when I'm sponsoring the race cars, I'm going to be making posts on Instagram, supporting my racer, and I'm going to have my gnome in a race suit holding a helmet. You know what I mean? And then for holiday lighting, I want to have the image of the gnome hanging from the gutters like a Christmas story, right?
I love it.
And then same with doing my landscape. I could have him in a gusher of water kind of floating in the gusher, right? So he's going to be my mascot that kind of – follows around. Right now, Heating and Air, I don't know if they're in your area, but they're in our area. They have the Pink Panther, their mascot, and it's just that image sticks in my head.
Yeah.
So I want to do the same thing with my gnome. She's currently working on it. She's got a rough draft that she said she's going to be sending next week. So
beautiful. So you'll notice I texted you while we were talking here, and that email address, when she completes it, either you or her, send it over to us so that way we can use that logo on all your online listings. We'll have it not just on Facebook, but we can have that be like the header for your Google business profile and on your website.
Yep. And I'm going to have a lot of variations of it too. So like the logo that's on my shirt will be slightly different than the logo on my van, which is slightly different than the logo for my holiday lighting, yada, yada, yada.
I love that you have an artist doing it though, so you don't have to worry about like any trademark or copyright problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then on top of that too, I'm personally very, very anti-AI. I think AI is going to be hurting a lot of artists and a lot of industries. So I'd rather pay the money
for people
to do it.
I love you. You know, it's crazy. We go to these seminars and they have these tech seminars too, but a lot of times we go to Google and they're always talking about the newest tech and AI integration and AI integration. And I am totally like telling everybody, have you seen iRobot? Have you seen iRobot with Will Smith?
100%.
They're coming up with all this stuff, and then they're going to try to integrate it into one centralized AI brain, and that thing's going to decide that we're all a detriment to ourselves to lock us all up.
I've been following it a lot, and I think it's going to be bursting here pretty soon.
Oh, it is.
They're already working on that. I can't remember what they're called. Something AI. I can't remember, but it's the company that does ChatGPT. They spend $700,000 a day on running it. So it's $8 billion a year, and they are making nothing. So they're estimated by mid-next year, they're going to fully collapse. They will be out of money. Something changes, by next year, they cannot continue to operate.
They're trying to get ahead in that space because it's almost going to turn into like a – new world order in the AI world. All these AI search engines that are coming out, there's hundreds of them, but somebody's going to be the one that goes, hey, we own all this, so you got to integrate all that information into one system. And Elon's kind of been being a whistleblower saying, bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea. This is where we go too far.
Yeah, exactly. I'm watching it because it scares me, but I think it's going to collapse here soon.
I just don't like how they're putting it into vehicles and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And even like I just saw videos on people are posting on how to remove AI from the new Windows update. They're like, it's forced into everything. So how do you disable all that if you don't want to use it?
Yeah, it's automatic. It's pretty soon. Already AI overview.
Yeah, we pretty soon AI is going to be telling us what to think and what to buy, and we're not going to own anything. Everything's going to be a subscription, and it's all leased to you. And I mean, that's what Nintendo does. You don't the new Nintendo. You don't even own. You technically lease it. So, if you do any modifications on it, they will disable your account entirely and disable your gaming console. So you don't own it. You just basically rent it.
Ridiculous.
You don't own anything anymore, which is terrifying.
Yeah, he does have that membership, too. I just got it for him on Christmas. He'll be 5 in April, my son.
Yeah.
And he's already on it and playing Super Smash Brothers and stuff. And I'm like, oh, you get this membership. And it was cool at first because it lets you play, like, all the old Nintendo games, like Nintendo 64 I was playing when I was a kid, you know? I'm able to go in there and like show him what I was playing when I was his age, but it is kind of weird how they have all the personal information. They're processing it every month. It's not like before you buy a game, you got that game forever. You know, the game can just disappear after all the
time. Any point
if you don't pay.
And they can choose to do so, which is scary. So that's a big thing. Is that people go on and want to modify a game. If they want to put in mods on a game and change it the way they want to do it, they don't own it. So Nintendo can now disable it, and you are no longer able to play the game. So you never owned it in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's
what
scares me. It's here pretty soon. Our cars are going to be rented, not owned. Our homes are going to be rented, not owned. Our everything.
That's
kind of
why
nothing.
I'm like, the Bitcoin thing was crazy, too. This guy had $6 billion backed up on a hard drive in Bitcoin, and he lost the hard drive.
Oh, my God.
I spent years going through the landfill trying to find.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a
$6
billion computer chip in the trash can somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm terrified of the world. I'm
gonna
be
and it's all because they want it to be, you know, like, digital. Like, God forbid your phone breaks down and or your phone shuts off and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's like, okay, I don't even have a card to go pay for something without my phone being on. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm still a cash person. I still buy almost everything I get in cash.
That's still king, honestly. Don't ever stray from that. It's always good to have something emergency.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So I have your profile created. I was going to ask you here. I have the calendar pulled up for the client interview. What time do you think would work best for you? It usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes.
Can we?
It has to be tomorrow.
Can we plan it next week? This week is pretty crazy for me right now. Could we do it Monday?
I do like to start working on everything right away because we'd be paying for it today. But I can I can push it to Monday. I mean, if you can't do tomorrow or Friday.
No, I'm fine with Monday. Even if we're paying for it today, I'm fine starting on Monday. I just have the craziest of weeks right now.
I want to see if I can have them, push. Even though we'll gather the payment today, maybe I could push your next bill to March 2nd. So that way we're not wasting
that's
those days.
That's when it starts.
Yeah,
okay.
like pretty much
yeah,
today
I'm
we'll
cool
do the
that.
First invoice on the 28th, but then the next payment will start on the 2nd of each month.
Gotcha.
On March 2nd. So it'll look like Monday is your start day, actually, but even though we're during the spot today.
We'll collect it today, but we'll start it on Monday, basically.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that for you.
Yeah,
so let me
that works for me.
Time works best on Monday?
If it's Monday anytime, as long as I know any time, I can make it work. Yep.
You think like 8 a.m.?
8 a.m. is perfect.
Yep. All right. Let me go ahead and do this for you, Taylor. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment.
That's 8 a.m. my time or your time?
That's Mountain Standard Time. That's you.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Okay, 7 a.m. here in SoCal. So you already got the first appointment on Monday morning. Okay, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email, and then we're also going to send a text message reminder out to you 1 hour before.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Google's
going to give you a tracking number. They'll provide that to you during the client interview. The tracking number, when they give it to you, we want you to save that to your phone under the business name. So that way, when the calls come through your online listings, it'll have the business name on it, and you know it's a business call for your company rather than like a personal call.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And then they also have tracking hooked up to it. There is an app you could download. It's free. If you just go to App Store on your device, type in our company name, Local Splash, you'll have your own username and password, and it'll keep track of all the calls and the leads that you're getting. So if you are missing calls, like let's say you were super slammed for the week, so you didn't really pay attention to your phone, you could always go back in there, and it'll have like the voice messages that they leave. It'll even have recordings of the calls that you do answer in there. So it's a whole client relation management system. That way, if you get a call back in like 2 months down the line, hey, remember me? Like, I don't, but let me go back into my app. I can see it.
Let me go look, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, great.
That way you're not losing track of all these people or missing opportunities.
And then those are when people are going through Google to me, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but we'll have it on other things too. Your Facebook already has a number, but we'll put it on all the platforms that we create. That way we can show you like what's coming from where.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then
good.
You'll know.
And then
like,
how
hey,
are you able to tell that? Because it's my personal cell phone, right? So how are you going to tell where it's coming from? Is it just when people click like hyperlinks? Is that what
it is? Like people calling your number, they're going to be seeing your number, right? But people calling off of Google are going to be calling through that tracking line. And it's going to forward to your phone in real time. So it's not going to be like, hold on.
They won't be calling my phone number. They'll be calling the tracking number.
Exactly.
And then that will link to my phone number. Got it.
And
okay,
that's what will trigger all the tracking methods when they dial that. So all the analytics are going to on that number.
On Facebook right now is my personal phone number, but we'll switch that to the tracking number so it's considered a work call.
Exactly. And that way you know, hey, the advertising is generating this. And then we can tangibly show you, you know, hey, this is actually what they're generating from what you're paying us.
Yeah, 70% of your phone calls are coming from here. And
Right. And you find out little things. Like every business and geographic is different. There's no cookie cutter for everybody. So you might find out, like, you do good on Yelp or you do good on Facebook. And you know what I mean? You'll have a full game plan and understanding on your business and your geographic area.
And I can kind of lean into what benefits more. And if I notice there's some avenues that are really not doing much for me, I can just not worry about them much or not focus on them.
Exactly. You might go, hey, Facebook's doing good. Maybe we could put some more into Facebook to generate that. Or, you can always pivot, right?
Okay.
That's what I love about this package, because it's like covers all the bases and it's going to give us a bunch of answers instead of you just going through each one by one, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
I got your profile created. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I got a card if you're ready for it.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It is, sorry, I'm also driving. Let me get the multi-test. 4712.
4712.
Yep, 1617.
1617.
4622.
4622.
5912.
5912. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
January 27.
January of 27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
851.
851. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is just added protection for you. Oh, actually, before I turn this on, let's do your security question in case you want to verify the identity of our company when they contact you or one of our reps. You have three options for this. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Taylor?
Schmaltz. S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z.
M-A-L-T-Z. Okay, and then I got to read.
If you hear a more German name, let me know.
My grandmother was, I tell people all the time, her last name was Green. You get a more Irish name than that.
Yeah, that's right. so my last name is Farrell, my father's side, and originally, before America, was O'Farrell. So I'm probably, hopefully, here pretty soon going to be switching it. I'd like to switch back to O'Farrell, but...
It's coding it out, the security question. Can you repeat how you spell it again? It wants me to re-enter it.
It is
not matching.
S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z.
Okay, did I not enter it properly the first time? S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z. What is going on? Maybe it's the caps. There it goes. Answers match. Got it. All right. Now we can do the voice verification. Before I dive into this, too, did you want to do any of the three prepay options that I gave you?
The, like, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months?
Yeah.
No, let's do month by month just for now, because I don't know if I can dump all that in one day either. But let's do the month by month for now. And then when I think inevitably when I drop Angie in the next couple months, I will then want to probably do just a 12-month at that point or go from there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll circle back. Let me know.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call and all of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Gnome Improvement.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Taylor Farrell, owner and operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. Save. All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash in your contacts. That way, if you are contacted, you know that it's coming from our company.
Yep. Sounds good.
It says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company. That's why we provided the security question. So, for example, a lot of my clients will get called by Yelp, basically to offer additional advertising services on top of the listing that we created for you. Right. If you're interested in trying it out, though, just let us know. We can offer you the additional Yelp ads at a discounted rate from what they would charge you. But as of right now, if they do contact you, just politely decline. Let them know, hey, I'm already working with Local Splash. Okay.
Great.
And if they're not identifying themselves and you just get a call about marketing, that's where you pull out the security question.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
All right. And then hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying you can't do anything else, right? We just don't want to duplicate anything or add to your bill, have you paying for something that you already have.
Yeah. Okay. No, it makes sense. Yep.
All right. And then it says here, as a part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the acquired business documents in a timely manner. For you, it's going to be pretty lenient. I do know you mentioned you have a contractor's license, right?
Yes.
Okay. Those.
I'm registered in Idaho. There's no licensing for general contractors, just a registration.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So it's not required, or it's not showing that it's required on our end. But if you do have those things,
I'm sorry. One second. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was just dropping my kid off, so I want to say goodbye.
No problem. I understand that. I'm not there yet, but I will be. I just had to register him, and he starts in August. So.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, mine are 15, 14, and 10. So.
I didn't know in California you have to register them like at least 6 months in advance. And so I barely found that out like a week ago. And I was like, oh, man, I'm out of time. I got like 2 weeks to get them registered for school.
Cutting it close.
Yeah. I was thinking we had plenty of time.
Fortunately, my kids, I got two different mothers, and both of them are very on top of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
They just ask me for a credit card every now and then, and I say, yep, here you go.
Yeah, my
so
wife is.
It worked out pretty well in my favor.
I'm the other way. I do it all, you know. She basically keeps track and makes sure he doesn't die, and he's fed.
There you go.
Everything else I handle. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, so they might ask you, though, for business license or documents. I was just saying, like, that if you do have it, still fill it out and send it in to us.
Yeah.
So that way it can add the credibility, and we can let
them. I think there is a registration number or a general contractor's number. I can't remember how it's framed, but I have all the paperwork for it.
Okay. Well, there's a digital form we'll send you. It's really easy. Since it's digital, it'll say, like, upload file. You click that. It'll turn around to the camera on your phone. You just snap a picture of it. It'll auto-upload.
Gotcha.
And,
I don't know if it helps for the same credibility sake, but I'm also have, I think I got a $2 million liability, but I have liability. And yeah. then I also have workman's compensation. So
yeah, so it's saying these things, like a business license, proof of insurance. If you're doing Google Verified yeah. or Google Guaranteed later, we're going to want that. And any other items recommended for your Google business page verification. So they might ask you to, like, take a video at your residence or take a picture with the mailbox so we know that you're actually there, not just using, like, some random
right.
address that you can mark.
Right.
Area, you know? So
gotcha.
we do want you to submit those within the first 7 days of sign up. Okay? So that's
yeah.
basically going to
be starting today or starting Monday?
Starting today. So we want okay, those documents so that we can have you verified in a timely manner as fast as possible.
I'm going to block out a big chunk of Monday, so I should be able to do everything on Monday.
Okay, that's fine. And I mean, you'll have them already. So if you do get some free time over the weekend or something and, you know, want something to mm-hmm. do, there you go.
If that's the case, then I can do it over the weekend for sure, yeah.
Yeah, because we're still going to send it all to you today, even though the client interviewed
okay.
Monday. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll probably get all of it done ahead of time this weekend.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, it says show
and then,
on documents in a timely manner can cause delays, so do try to get them to us within 7 days.
Yep.
Okay.
And then on that note, if I ever have questions, concerns, need any change or have issues, can I call 24/7 Monday
yeah.
through Friday, Monday through Sunday? How's the
we have 24/7 customer service at extension 1. I did send you my direct number and extension. It's 544, but I'm only here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. your time, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, that's
so,
fine. Most of the time I will save it for business hours, but like, for example, if I'm trying to fill all this stuff out over the weekend and I have any issues
yep.
or I don't understand something, I can call in. Okay, great.
Yeah. Call in. We have 24/7 customer service.
Yes. Fantastic.
Big company. We've been around for a long time. So you always
yeah.
have that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go. Where was I? Okay. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 28, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299, but it's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. Okay. I've included the website
okay.
for you at no additional cost. And I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign.
Great.
Now here's the kicker because of the pricing structure, right? So we yeah. want a 3-month verbal commitment from you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not contractual, but we just want a verbal commitment that you're going to try it for 3 months. Okay. Your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the second day. Cause I'm going to push the
okay.
billing. So your technical start date is going to be Monday the 2nd. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So each month, starting on March 2nd, it's going to renew on the second day. You can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges
okay.
for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support before the next billing is due. Or if you could do it like 3 days before the second, so that way we could just stop it from automatically charging you.
Yeah.
And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you should have received some text message confirmations.
Let me look. I heard it going off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Two easy things. We're almost done. So there's an outline of the agreement in writing. Your homework between now and your client interview would just be to read through that and sign off on the bottom of it. It's a digital signature.
Yep.
So you just type out your name.
And
then
the localsplash.com/term/blah-blah-blah.
Yep, that's it.
The link in that last text, okay.
That's it. So that's going to be the form. That's pretty much your homework between now and Monday. And then they'll
okay.
also have a verification form they'll send to you. That one's going to come to your email. So you look out for that as well.
Okay.
And then you'll see some login credentials. You'll see one that'll say username and password. That's for your app. So if you do download the app, if you're not
gotcha.
Like me and your phone has some more apps.
That will be in my email?
That'll be texted to you and emailed to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that'll come through here.
Gotcha.
It may be there already, actually.
Okay.
Once you log into it, you could adjust your username and password to whatever you want, but that's the initial
okay.
one. Okay.
Gotcha. That's just a setup.
Yep.
Imagine.
That's just a setup. And then moving forward,
gotcha.
We're going to do a lot of the setup and the heavy lifting on Monday, but like I told you earlier, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to make a change, swap out a keyword, add some more photos because you just got new logos, reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, great. And that will be forever being updated.
Correct.
My artist is working on the logo, but then in another month she might have my second variation.
Send them in. Send them in. We upload them. We're working with you. So it's not like what you're doing there. You know, we want you to succeed.
Yep.
If you're not making money every month, then obviously this account's not going to continue to move forward, and we want that to move forward. That's how we get paid. That's how Google gets paid, right? So we need it to work for you. We're on your team.
Great.
All right, Taylor. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up with our team here. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Yeah, like I said, if you need anything, reach out. But enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you on Monday, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Smart decision. I'm happy we got the blessing from the other half.
Yeah, called the wife. She gave me green lights.
So. And you're not sleeping on the house or sleeping on the couch this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, we still young. We'll see.
All right, well, don't do that.
I like to say I always have time to fuck it up.
Yeah. My wife's pretty easy. I can just go in, give her a kiss, and she's usually like, oh, okay, he's happy today. Yeah, exactly.
She's
something kind out of the blue, and she's usually smitten. All right.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Taylor, you're very welcome. You have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
You as well. All right, goodbye.